For the first two nights or the last two nights, we have a more serious message.
不是说今天晚上我要讲一个轻松的题目。
It doesn't mean that tonight I'll preach a topic with more light.
因为我们的总题是建立在磐石上。
Because our theme is that to build on the rock.
这是一个非常正确的题目。
And this is a very apt theme.
所有的东西完全是在乎它的根基。
Because all things lie upon the foundation.
我们的学问
and even our knowledge.
我们的事业
and even our job.
我们的家庭
and our family.
都是要有一个很好的根基。
All must have a good foundation.
何况是我们的信仰。
Oh, all the more than our faith.
我们的信仰若是没有一个好的根基，我们就没有法子建造上去。
If we do not have a good foundation for our faith, we just cannot build upon it.
好像教会也是如此。
It's the same thing with the church.
虽然我们最近常常听见神的国度、神的国度、神的国度。
Even though so many times we hear about the kingdom of God.
我们怎么样可以让主能够在我们中间显明他的荣耀、权柄和能力
？But how can we let God's mightiness and also glory and power be manifested?
若是我们的教会没有一个好的根基
，If our church doesn't have a good foundation,
我们没有法子看见神在我们中间彰显他的荣耀。
There's no way that we can see that God's glory can be manifested upon us.
但是教会的根基是从你个人起头的。
But the foundation of the church starts from you.
若是我们个人的基督徒没有好的根基，我们教会就无法在神面前增长。
If individual Christians doesn't have a good foundation, then a church cannot grow before the Lord.
但所有的一切都是从神的话来的。
But all and all come from the word of God.
若是我们中国的教会不懂得读圣经
，If the Chinese churches doesn't know how to study the Bible,
我们这个教会永远不会长大。
Then our church can never grow.
最近这一两天，我常讲这话。
For these few days, I've been mentioning this statement again.
似乎是我心中的一个负担，要同你们一同分享。
It looks as if it's a burden in my heart. I want to share with you.
虽然我们中间不是每一个将来都要读神学
，Even though not all of you will study in the Bible school.
但我们中间有好多是读神学的。
But many of you are in the seminary.
将来你们都要做教会的领袖。
But in the future, you'll be leader of the church.
盼望是如此。
I hope so.
嗯，这是对于我们中国的教会有很大的关系。
So this is very closely related to China.
我现在发现，我们中国念中国的人念神学，或者是办神学，慢慢慢慢的要走到从前西方教会的弊病。
I find it for Chinese churches today for them to study the Bible or for them to have this Bible sanctuary.
什么
walking the Western way?
什么时候我们的神学要向学问一方面去太过分追求的时候？
At any moment, we have to seek too much of theology, like we seek knowledge.
我不是说我们不要学问。
I'm not talking that we do not knowledge.
若是我们专往那个方向走的话
，But if we walk only in this direction,
我们忘记了怎么样读圣经
，and forget how to study the Bible.
将来总有一天我们要做错了
，and there will be one day we'll go astray.
好像我这两个早前两个早晨所讲的一样
，Like last two morning I was mentioning.
你太注意文字上的事。
If you play too much on this word,
你太注意圣经的历史背景
the on a historical background of Bible.
若是我们忘记了神是借助这个话语来对我们讲话
but forgetting that God through this word want to speak to us.
神是借助人的历史来对我们讲话
that through the history want to talk to us.
若是我们忘记了这件事
if we forget about this fact,
我们中国的教会有一天要做错了
then the Chinese church one day will go astray.
好像有一天我对这里的这个 workshop 的人讲
like one day I talk to the people in the workshop.
那旧约圣经里有很多的历史
That in the Old Testament there are many histories.
个人的一些事
and individual events.
若是我们单从历史的眼光来看的话
if you look it from a historical perspective,
这些话已经多少年以前的事情
all this happened in the past.
同我们有什么关系呢
there's nothing related to us.
同我们没有关系
nothing at all.
我去问他们说有没有用处
and ask them is there any use or not.
中间竟然有的弟兄姊妹说没有用处
and brothers and sisters they answer no use.
我对他说你的胆子好大
I say you're too brave.
那这不是你一个人。
It's not you as an individual.
在西方的神学里面早有人这么讲。
But in the Western theology, people have spoken.
因为他们单从历史的眼光来看。
Because they look at it from the historical perspective.
在德国的神学家给圣经有一个最好的名称。
Even the German theology give the Bible a good term.
我们中国人也不管它的来历如何，就把它拿来就用。
And the Chinese forget about the sources and the meaning and just take it.
称整个的圣经称为叫做救恩的历史。
And also they say it as a salvation history.
The history of salvation.
The history of salvation.
Well, same thing, but a little bit different. 这是德国的神学家讲的一个字。
This is a term that's used by the German theology.
他把整个的圣经最要紧的东西当作一个历史。
So the most important thing in the Bible, they deem it as a history.
所以他们有一句话说 finding God's word in the words of the Bible.
所以他们有一句话说在神的话里面找神的话。
那你们有没有听见，你们听出他的毛病吗？
Have you heard about the mistake of this statement?
So finding God's word, 要找神的话。
在圣经里面找神的话。
那么换句话说，全本圣经不是神的话。
Which means in the whole Bible, it is not the word of God.
某一些没有用的就不是神的话。
Some are useless, it is not the word of God.
有一些他同意的就是神的话。
And some which they agree are the word of God.
那么西方的教会弄得这样荒凉。
This is such the position of the Western theology.
荒凉到一个程度，没有人来敬拜神。
In such a way that nobody comes to the church to worship the Lord.
第二次世界大战不久，我就到英国去讲道。
After the Second World War, I went to England to preach.
这个英国这个国家，在我们一般人想法，这个国家是了不起的，因为他从前说他的旗帜没有 sunset 的时候。
Because to all England is such a great country because their flag never come down.
在我的想象里面呢，欧洲的国家像法国一样，到处都是偶像。No, 不是偶像，一些人像。
My imagination is that in all the Europe, there are many statues.
尤其是我们中国人看见那些那些人像，都是不穿衣服的。
And we, the Chinese, see the statues are naked.
我想啊，这个法国是败坏的不得了。
And France is such a wicked country.
那晓得我到了英国，英国人的道德的情形比法国更不好。
But when I went to England, I found that the English, their morality is even lower than France.
很多大的 cathedrals 里面没有多少人聚会。
And even get a big cathedral, there's no people that go and worship.
我有一次到一个 high church 去讲道。
And once I go to high church to preach.
你们晓得他们的英国的国教有 high church, low church. 到那个 high church 比较更近这个天主教。
In the national religions of the British, they have the high church and low church.
那么传道人要穿穿戴戴，要穿一些东西的。
And there's a special garment for you to wear.
所以我这个中国人呢，去了他们一样叫我穿那带啊，怎么穿这些才能讲道。
So even I as a Chinese, when I go there, I got to wear all this garment in order to preach.
你知道他们的讲台在哪里？
What about their problem?
他们的讲台啊是在那个 cathedral 的墙的上面。
Their purpose is on the top.
天哪，我在上面讲了15分钟，我没法子讲了。
When I stood there high on the top, I preached for 4 or 5 minutes, I can't preach anymore.
因为这个人，这个听到人在底下，我也看不见他们的脸，没有反应，没有反应，我就不会讲道。
Because the congregation at the lower down, they cannot respond, so I cannot preach without response.
所以15分钟我就下来了。
So after 15 minutes, I came down.
我就问他们教会的这个牧师，我说为什么你们把这个讲台摆那么高
？And I asked the pastor why they put the pulpit so high.
他说这个信息是从天上来的。
You see the message coming from heaven.
哇，你可以看见这个国家没有神的话。他就用异蛇来代表上帝的意这个信息。
So when a nation without the word of God, they will use symbols to represent the word of God.
有一天呢，我看见礼拜堂的门还没有开，两边都是排满了人。
One day when I see the church door is not open and two sides are lined with people.
我对那个敬信会的牧师说：“喂，我看见一个礼拜堂还没有开门，礼拜天已经有人排在门外了。”
I told the pastor of Baptist church saying that before the door is open, there are two lines of people waiting there.
我一讲啊，他脸红啊，这个白人红起来，不像我们黄种人，一红这个脸。整个的景致都红起来。
By the whole face blush.
他说 ，Paul， 这个礼拜堂已经关门了，这是 bingo place。
They say, Paul, this church is closed down.
那这是英国的情形啊。
This is the situation of England.
这是西方国家的情形啊。
Situation of the Western.
教会到了荒凉的程度啊。
The church has come to such state, nobody going.
为什么缘故呢
？Why？
因为没有神的话。
Because there's no word of God.
我巴不得我们中国教会不走上这条路。
I heard the Chinese church will not walk this way.
我再说，我年纪已经不小了。
I'm not young already.
今天有一个人来问我什么事啊？你有没有75岁啊
？And there was one to ask me, Pastor, are you 75 years old?
若是我的太太在这里，一定要同这个弟兄打架了。
If my wife is here, she'll fight with you.
但是实在讲起来，我在中国教会也不少年数了。
But truly, I've been many years in the Chinese churches.
若是要讲我多大的话呢？周牧师刚刚到上海招呼教会的时候，我已经到他教会去领会了，对不对？所以他年轻，我年老。
So Pastor Zhao is even younger than me because I was older than him when he was in China.
你不能怪我说这话。
You cannot blame me for saying this.
因为我不知道在世界上有多少日子。
Because I wouldn't know how many days I still have in the world.
我实在不愿意看见我们中国的教会走上这条路。
I wouldn't like to see Chinese church walking on this way.
求上帝帮助我们。
Pray that God will help us.
我今天有一个负担，要带你们看旧约圣经的一个你们年轻人喜欢听的事。
I have a burden to tell a story that comes from Old Testament that the young people like.
年纪老的人不一定喜欢。
Probably the old men don't like it.
但是你们年轻人一定喜欢。
But the young surely you like it.
你们猜猜看是什么
？What's the story then?
晓得吧？ 我今天给你们讲亚伯拉罕讨媳妇。
Abraham trying to get a wife for the son.
啊，我想这个件事你们大家都喜欢听的。
Oh, this story you like, I know.
虽然前面已经有了那么长的一个节目。
Even though there's a long program just now.
啊，这个唐牧师他就光讲了一个笑话，没有弹琴啊，我是十分的感谢他。
I was thankful that Mr. Tom cut the program short.
为什么呢？因为你们的祖先没有告诉我，昨天把这个聚会改了，今天要改回来，没有告诉我。我以为仍然是六点半，所以我老老实实坐在这里等我讲道。
Because you forgot to tell me that there's no swapping of the program, I was waiting there.
你们不知道这个讲道人多紧张啊！
You didn't know the preacher was so excited.
我讲的不是笑话。
I'm not joking.
我坐在那里一个钟头就牺牲了我一个钟头的精力。
For me to sit 1 hour, I'm wasting 1 hour.
所以他不讲不，他不谈呢，再讲一个笑话，我这个紧张就松起来了。
So it was good for him to cut short the program.
那我也相信，我今天讲这个这件事呢，你不应该睡觉的。
But I believe that when I talk of this story, you will not be sleeping.
我的目的不是单单让你听这段圣经。
No, I want to listen to this passage of Bible.
我要在这里给你们做一个见证。
But here I want to bear a testimony to you.
若是这段圣经单单是个历史的话，
If this passage is about the mere history,
我们只能晓得哦，在亚伯拉罕那一个时代，这些人是怎么样讨媳妇的。
Then we can only but know that in Abraham's time, how the people get wife or son.
哈，同我们中国人差不多。
It's quite the same as Chinese.
哦，不是现在你们的中国人。
And not today's Chinese.
你们已经改变了。
Yeah, so they're different.
啊，你们已经人家称为你们是香蕉中国人了。
Because you belong to banana Chinese.
这个话我还是从周牧师那里来的。如果说不对，你骂他，他告诉我。说外面是黄的，里面是白的了。
Outside it may look yellow, but inside you are white.
当我们从前中国人讨太太，自己不能拣选的。
In the past, when you want to get a wife, you cannot choose.
是这个爸爸妈妈规定的。
But the parents were fixed for you.
哇，但是那个婚姻要比现在婚姻好得多了。
But at that time, the marriage is better than today's.
为什么缘故呢
？Why?
现在啊，你们那是见得了不要见了才结婚。
Because today you see each other and you get fed up, then you get married.
所以结了婚就没什么意思了。
So when you get married, there's no more.
从前我们中国人结婚，这个太太都没见过的。
In the past, when you get married, you have never seen a wife.
到结婚那一天，这个太太这个 veil 怎么盖起来的
？Even until the day of marriage, the wife still covered with a veil.
你说说看，你这个太太还没有看见过，是圆的脸，是方的脸，是瓜子脸，还没有看见过。
Whether it's round or square, any place you haven't seen her.
你想等那个 veil 这要拉开，这是多 excited 的。
But the veil is uncovered, it's exciting.
啊，所以现在你们没有 excitement。
There's no more excitement with you.
哎呀，结婚的时候就是两个腿抖抖抖抖抖抖，就紧张就是了。
You're trembling, that's all.
啊，若是你看这个故事是当一个故事的话
，But if you read this as a story alone,
可以从这个地方拿掉。
Then you can remove this.
同我们有什么关系啊
？There's no relationship with us.
同我们有什么关系呢
？What is it related to us?
是亚伯拉罕讨太太，也不亚伯拉罕的儿子讨太太，也不是我讨太太。
It is Abraham's son getting a wife, not myself getting a wife.
求上帝帮助我们。
Pray that God will help.
我今天有一个心愿。
That I have a desire in my heart.
我要告诉你们，神是这么样的谦卑。
That I want to tell you how that God is humble.
怕我们不懂得他的心意。
We wouldn't know His heart.
怕我们不懂得他的话语。
This is scared that we wouldn't know His word.
他不但是借助人的话来对我们讲。
So not only through man's word He speaks to us.
所以我们要知道当时人讲话的这个 expression， 它拈来的意义是什么。
So we want to know that the people in the past how to express their thought.
所以叫我们能够懂得他。
That we can know them.
但他还要透过人所做的一些事。
But more through what people are doing.
再来给我们讲话。
That he want to speak to us.
不是单单叫我们看见这个故事。
Not just read this story.
是给我们晓得有一个信息。
But rather to let us know.
因为他怎么做。
Because the way he did.
我们也怎么做。
Then we follow suit.
不，现在我们有点不同就是了。
But slightly different today.
是不是呢？
Is that right?
我们中间没有一个人不要结婚的。
Everybody want to get married today.
我在这里三天，我只听见有一个姊妹讲。
And for 3 days here, I have one word I haven't spoken.
他不是对我讲的。
He didn't speak to me.
是对别人讲的。
Speak to others.
我这个耳朵听见的。
By overheard.
啊，他怎么说呢
？What did he say?
他说我是保读生啊。
He said I want to be a bachelor.
我巴不得这篇道理讲了以后，你取消你这个意念。
But I tell you, after this message, you get out of this idea.
我们都是要结婚的。
We all want to get married.
所以我们当讲到结婚的时候，我们了解。
So when you say about marriage, we understand.
虽然我们的方法、我们的程序不同
，even though our approaches are different.
但我们的原则都是一样的
，but the principles are the same.
神就做这件事要对我们讲话。
That God through this one
okay,
speak to us.
现在我们先来看看这段圣经。
We'll read this passage.
现在请你们翻开创世纪第24章。
Genesis chapter 24.
巴不得就做这个信息以后
，that through this message,
让我们插进班的人
that we in the Bible study,
让我们年轻的弟兄姊妹
the young people,
让我们读神学的弟兄姊妹
that those in the seminary,
懂得怎么样在神的话语中间去得着他对我们讲的话
that you know how to get the benefit coming from the word of God,
虽然借着这些事实这些故事这些历史
even all this history,
他在这里对我们讲什么
but he will speak to us,
我们把这个要紧的原则找出来
We want to find the important principles.
所以我不单是给你们传道
No, not only I'm preaching to you.
我巴不得为你做见证
I want to bear testimony.
怎么样读圣经
How to read the Bible.
OK, 现在我们先读头几节
A few verses in chapter 24.
OK, 是稍微长一点但是我想我还是要给你们念不然的话你们听起来就不懂
Slightly longer, I'll read to you.
我为这时间这读中文亚伯拉罕年纪老迈创世纪的二十四章创世纪二十四章从第一节到第二十七节我真的读到这里因为时间关系亚伯拉罕年纪老迈向来在一切的事上耶和华都赐福给他亚伯拉罕对管理他前一的最老的仆人说请你把手放在我大腿底下我要叫你指着耶和华天地的主起誓不要为我儿子洗着迦南的女子为妻你要往我本地本所去为我儿子以撒起一个妻子仆人对他说倘若你是不肯跟我到这个地方来我必须将你的儿子带回你年初之地吗亚伯拉罕对他说你要谨慎不要带我的儿子回那里去耶和华天上的主曾带领我离开父家和本族的地对我说话向我启示说我要将这地赐给你的后裔他必差遣使者在你前面走你就可以从哪里为我儿子洗一个妻子来倘若你是不肯跟你来我是你起的事就与你无干了这是不可带我的儿子回那里去仆人就把手放在他主人亚伯拉罕的大腿底下为这事向他起誓 OK 那现在我们再看下去这个仆人怎么做第十节这个仆人怎么做啊 Now we try to see how the servant performed his duty how to do his duty OK 第十节那仆人从他主人的炉口里起了十匹骆驼并带些他主人各样的财物起身往米苏比拉米去到了南个城天降晚众女子出来打水的时候他便叫骆驼跪在城外的水井那里他说耶和华我主人亚伯拉罕的神啊求你施恩救我主人亚伯拉罕是我今日一件好机会我现今站在井旁城内机敏的女子们正出来打水我向哪一个女士说请你拿下水瓶来叫我水喝他若说请喝我也借你的骆驼喝你拿你子就做你说预备借你仆人以撒的妻这样我便知道你是恩救我主人了话还没有说完不料利巴加肩上肩头上刚出水瓶出来利巴加是贝托利所生贝托利是亚伯拉罕兄弟拿个妻子娘米的米甲的儿子那一只面貌极其精美环视处女也未曾有人亲近他他下到井旁大满了瓶又上来仆人跑上前去拧着他说求你将瓶里的水进我喝一进我一点喝你只说我主请喝就急忙拿下瓶来托在手上叫他喝你只叫他喝了就说我再为你的骆驼打水别叫骆驼也喝着他就急忙把瓶里的水倒在槽里又跑到井旁打水就为所有的骆驼打上水来那人定睛看他一句话也不说要晓得耶和华赐他通达的道路没有骆驼喝足了那人就拿一个金环和重半十克勒两个金珠重十四克勒进来那女子说请告诉我你是谁的女儿你父亲家里有我们之主说的地方没有你只说我是假面一夜哪和之子贝托利的女儿又说我家里就有粮草也有主说的地方那人就低头向耶和华下拜说耶和华我主人亚伯拉罕的神啊是应当称颂的因他不但的以慈爱诚实待我主人只以我耶和华在路上引领我直走到我主人兄弟家里我只能读到这里为止
I cannot stop here
下面差不多是重复的话
And the following is just repetition
怎么样的他讲到这个他刚才所经过的这些事
Then he re-narrated what had been happening in the past
到某某了就说他把他带去看见了他的主人以撒
Then later on when he was taken back to Isaac
在某某了以撒同他结婚的时候说这么一句话说喜了他为妻并且爱他
And later on he said that Isaac married her and loved her.
哈，不是爱了她再结婚的。
Not only loving her, then marrying her.
是结了婚才爱她了。
After married, then only love her.
这是圣经给我们看见这件事。
This is what the Bible enables us to see.
那么结了婚以后有没有爱的可能呢？
Now, after marriage, is there a possibility of love?
在现在就是就不可能。
Today is absolutely impossible.
但圣经里却有这么样的事实。
But the Bible records that.
所以我们中国有个哲学家讲得很好。
Therefore, a Chinese philosopher says so.
他说西方的婚姻啊，是好像烧水一样的。
烧水。
Boil water.
Okay.Western marriage is just like boiling water.
啊，所以到烧滚了以后呢，才结婚。
So when it's boiling, only they get married.
他说我们中国的结婚呢
？But as for Chinese marriage,
结了婚以后再烧开。
Only after getting married, then you start to boil.
说是一老一好。
So the older the better.
哎，你们怎么不笑的？Well, 那现在我们要看到正式的前面的这段话。
Now I want to see the passage.
我再说，神为什么要把这段话摆在这里
？Why is that God want to put this message here?
这段话看起来好像没有什么价值。
As if there's no value for this passage.
因此，在很多 evangelical 圈子里的人拿这一章的事情当做一个灵异来解释，用灵异来解释它。
So a lot of evangelicals they spiritualize this passage.
那我们最近这两天有的时候提到这个灵异解释是怎么来的。
Sometimes we mention about this spiritual interpretation. Where does it come from?
圣经中确实有灵异解释的地方。
Yes, there are Bibles they can interpret without.
但不全是如此。
But not all are the same.
若是我们解释每一段圣经都是用灵异的话，我们就会出毛病。
If we interpret every passage in an allegorical way,
所以有一些evangelical人说这个是代表基督教会。
Some evangelical will say this represents Christ and the church.
这个老仆人是圣灵。
And also this old servant is her
husband. 把我们这些教会的人带到基督的面前，我们要成婚。
That he bring the Christian to Christ and then we get married.
哈，有的人甚至写那么一本书啊，专门讲这一章。
And some have written a book to discuss this whole passage.
那是讲得了头头是道啊。
Well, as if it's right.
哈，金子么是什么，银子么是什么，骆驼么是什么，哇，样样都讲得很中听的。
Talking about gold, what it represents, and the silver and the camel.
我并不说这不可以。
I'm not saying this cannot be interpreted.
若是这张圣经再有用灵异来解释，对我们用处的话，那么我觉得我们实在是触代了上帝的话。
If we were to interpret according to allegorical way and it's beneficial to us, probably we have underestimated the word of God.
神实在要我们看见他的仆人亚伯拉罕当时的时候怎么样处理这件事情。
God wanted us to see the Abraham at that time how they deal with this matter.
开头一句话说亚伯拉罕年纪老迈了，向来在一切事情上耶和华都赐福给他。
The beginning verse said Abraham was now old and well advanced in years, and the Lord has blessed him in every way.
因为这句话
Because of this statement,
有下面这么一件事
and there's a thing following.
你要说了哎呀既然耶和华怎么样赐福给他怎么搞得他的儿子还没有讨太太啊
Now, if God bless Abraham once then his wife is the son has no wife
啊，我相信外国人中国人要都喜欢抱孙子
Well, the Chinese
啊、对不对
and the Western like to have the grandchildren
什么都有就是没有孙子
Everything he has, but there's no grandchildren.
所以他要赶快的给他儿子讨个太太。
So he wants to get a wife for the son.
那我请你们不要错这个误解这件事。
But don't misunderstand it.
这句话是非常要紧的一句话。
Because this is a very important statement.
就是因为这句话才有下面这些事发生。
Because of this statement, the things in the following will happen.
什么事情发生呢
？What happened then?
就是说他要给他儿子讨太太的时候，叫他的老婆人来。
Because he want to get the wife for this son.
要把叫他的手把他放在大腿底下来，大腿底下来宣誓。
And getting the servant asking to put the hand on under the tie and
告诉他说有两件事你不可做的。
Tell him two things that you won't do.
他说当你到我的本座家里去为我儿子讨媳妇的时候。
When you go back to my home and get a wife for my son.
OK, 他第一件事为我儿子讨媳妇，第一件事不可讨迦南地的女子。
The first thing is that you get a wife, not going to the Canaanite.
请你们看第三节。
Verse 3.
这里有一个不要，这是有非常要紧，不要为我的儿子讨一个迦南地的为妻。
There's a no or not here.
OK, 第二个不要。
And the second no.
说要叫他回到本地去，要把那边的女子起来。
Make sure that you bring the wife, the lady coming back here.
但这个用的时候，若是那个女孩子不肯来呢
？But the servant said, if the girl refuses,
是不是我要把你的儿子带去
？Am I going to bring your son there?
他说不要。
You say no.
不要把我的儿子带去。
Not to bring my son there.
好，说这。这是他处理这个儿子婚姻的一个态度。
This is the attitude he used to deal with this matter of marriage.
好，现在我要请问你们，为什么他不要他的儿子讨一个迦南地的女子为妻
？I want to ask you why is that he doesn't want the son to get a Canaanite?
为什么
？Why?
为什么
？Why?
啊，为什么？因为神应许将迦南地给他的后代。
Because God has promised to give them the land of Canaan.
若是讨那个迦南的女子为妻，生下来的也一半迦南人，一半亚伯拉罕的后代。那么将来成就这个弟弟，到底是亚伯拉罕的后代呢，还是这个迦南人的后代
And if he were to get a Canaanite and the descendant were half Canaanite and half Israelite, then what about the descendant? They are not Canaanite, neither they are Israelite.
亚伯拉罕 说，你不能给我儿子讨一个迦南地因为自为妻。
So Abraham said, do not get a daughter from the Canaanites.
因为什么呢？
Why?
因为那天地的主耶和华曾经对我说。
Because Jehovah, heaven and earth told me.
要将这地赐给你的后裔。
I want to give this land to a descendant.
不能做这件事。
You cannot do this thing.
那么到了哪里去以后，那个女子不肯跟来呢？
If you reach there and the lady refused to come back.
这个老人很聪明。
And this servant is very intelligent.
这个是一定很可能的嘛。
Because this is possible.
这个以撒也不在那里。
And Isaac is not there.
这个老头自己给他找太太。
And this old servant would find a wife.
对那个女孩子说，哎，我的主人是长得这么漂亮。
And saying that my master is so handsome.
我的主人的父亲是这么有钱。
Also, but the father is so rich.
你来嫁给我的主人。
You just marry him.
我请问你有哪我们中间有哪一个女孩子肯去的？
Is there any girl who are willing?
我想没有这么一个女孩子。
No such girl will be willing.
见都没有见过啊。
Not even seen him.
你说的话我怎么相信啊？
How can I believe in your words?
哎，你们女孩子有没有男孩子来追你的时候，要讲啊，我的爸爸在香港的弥敦道有三间屋。
Is there any brother who come to you and propose to you saying that my father is so rich and so rich?
等到结了婚以后，一间屋都半间屋都没。
When after marriage, you find that he has no problem at all.
这结婚的时候，男孩子就乱吹啊。
Well, before marriage, this man will boast.
哎呀，很喜欢给那个女孩子灌迷汤。
You want to boast to the
Lord. 哇呀，讲的都有钱呢。
Saying that he's so wealthy.
是，所以你们女孩子小心点啊。
So be better careful then.
听哪个男孩子讲的，听一半不听一半。
When I listen, half of it that you can take it.
我常常在西雅图的时候，我对他们女孩子讲，你不要听他，你看他怎么带你到什么地方去吃饭。
And the other, I tell my this sister in the congregation, learn, listen to them, but see where they, that he bring you to the restaurant.
到那个潘吉路上去吃，再看的话靠不住。
When I come to the
well, 是好像是个笑话一样。
It looks as if a joke.
这是真的是。
What's the fact?
你怎么知道呢？
How do you know that?
所以他这个女孩子不来的可能性是太多了。
And there are all possibilities that this lady would not come back.
那亚伯拉罕怎么说？
But what did Abraham say?
说不来，你不要把我儿子带回去。
If she doesn't come, don't bring my son there.
为什么不要把他儿子带回去？
Why not to bring the son there?
为什么？
Why?
他怕什么？
Why that he's scared?
啊，对了，怕这个儿子不回来啊。
He's scared that the son will not come back.
啊，这个太太的力量最大了。
Well, the wife, they have such a charm.
真的，这个一结婚呢，全听太太的。
Because after getting married, you will listen to all to the wife.
为什么呢？
Why?
不听就进不了门。
Because you don't get...
哈，这个太太的力量真大。
Well,
你看看我们中间有多少的做父母的人，哎呀，没有结婚以前这个儿子真孝顺啊，结了婚以后一半儿子卖掉了。
We can know that this parent will say that before marriage this son is so filial.
真的
I've lost a son.
这个太太的力量最大。
Well,
告诉伊莎说不要去。
Then go.
伊莎乖乖地坐下来。
And Isaac will just sit down.
那么你想想看这个迦南你怎么能得到啊？
Then how can you get this Canaan then?
看见没有？这就是为什么严哥他说不要带他回去。
That's why Abraham said, "Don't bring my son there."
为什么严哥呢
？Why?
第七节就是一个最要紧的一句话。
Verse 7 is a very important statement.
因为耶和华天上的神曾经向我启示说，我要将这地赐给你的后裔。
Because the Lord and the God of heaven said that I want to give this land to your descendants.
因为这件事。
Because of this fact,
因为这个信仰
because of this faith,
他说不要不要有两个不要
is there to know.
那么若是这个女孩子不来
if this lady refused to come,
这个儿子也不能去
and the son cannot go,
那么不是没有媳妇了吗
then there will be no wife then.
没有媳妇了以后怎么生生子呢
when there's no wife, how can they have sons?
哪里出来
where comes the children?
石头里跑出来
coming from the stone?
圣经有过这句话就是了、真的石头里出来吗
啊！
耶稣讲这话，约翰讲这话有他的道理。
When John said this statement, there is a reason behind.
那是另外一个意义在里头。
There's another meaning.
但你可以看得出一件事。
But you can see one thing.
亚伯拉罕为着信仰的缘故。
The Abraham because of faith.
他这两件事不做。
Two things that he would not do.
他绝对不做。
Absolutely not.
就是没有媳妇，没有儿子，他都不做。
Even without a wife, he would not do.
弟兄姊妹们，我可以告诉你。
But I tell you, brothers and sisters,
信仰不单是我们精神上的威胁，
faith,
一个安慰。
Faith only a comfort for our spirit.
不单是我们精神上的一个寄托。
Not only a dependent of our faith.
信仰不单是说是我们将来永生的盼望。
Not only our eternal hope that it is.
弟兄姊妹们，若是信仰单单是这两件事的话，
if faith only is such,
这个信仰的一半价值没有了。
The half value of this faith has gone.
真正的信仰是我们个人生活的原则。
The true faith is our life. principle.
我可以向你们挑战。
I can challenge you.
圣经70%所讲的都是关于现在世界上生活的事。
Because 70% of the Bible talk about principles of the living today.
讲到将来。
Talk about the future.
我请问你有几处圣经讲到天堂的
？How many places talk about heaven?
那、no, 你不要想我不相信天堂。No, no, 我相信天堂。
Don't think that I don't believe in heaven.
不过这个是名字的不同就是了。
Just a different term.、啊
你说圣经里面有几处，有哪几处？耶稣清楚地告诉我们天堂怎么样
？In how many verses Jesus tell us that how will heaven will look like？
啊，除了约翰福音14章明明地给我们讲到以外，我们简直就不晓得天堂怎么样了。
Other than John 14 tell us, we wouldn't know what the heaven will look like。
但有一件事我知道的。
But it's one thing I surely
know。我们住在这个世界，天父的装扮的这么漂亮。
But I live in this world. God has decorated so beautifully.
装是我们人把它弄脏的。
And we are the one who decorate.
啊，我们把它弄脏的。
That we are the one who dirty.
那么你想，我们崭崭的世界，它都装扮的这么漂亮，哇！将来那个地方不晓得该怎么样了。
And this is the world that we have dirty that God has beautified. How about the heaven then?
耶稣说，我要在那里为你们预备地方啊。
Jesus said, I'll prepare rooms for you there.
真的，若是你想到这个，你 get excited.
Truly, if you think about this, you will get excited.
我请问你，你们刚刚拿到美国的 visa 来的时候，那一天晚上你们睡觉了没有
？When you just got a visa from America,、啊、did you sleep that night?
我说老实话，你们睡觉没有？三天都没有睡。
Three days you will not sleep.
为什么呢
？Why?
我常说广东人呢、啊，翻译的名词翻得最好。
I tell you, Cantonese have a good term.
哈、啊，好像 seven up 翻作切席，应该都好不好？
Seven up, seven happiness.
啊，本来啊，这个 up 是 seven up 是吃了，seven up.
Actually, seven up means bubbling up.
但我们广东人把它翻出缺席。
But Cantonese say there's seven happiness.
苦可可乐叫苦可可乐，不好。
So when the Coca-Cola means when you are thirsty, you will be.
San Francisco 把它翻出旧金山。
San Francisco means all golden hill.
哎呀，这个美国是全地都是黄金，一跳就起来的。
Well, the America is full with gold. You just kick it and you get a piece of gold.
在三藩市一坐回家叫金三白，你看看，他不懂了，听不懂我。你想想看，哪一个不想到美国来呀、
啊、？Well, everybody would long to come to America.
哎呀，一看见那个金门大桥，眼睛都睁大了啊，怎么打啊，怎么
？When you see the bridge of Golden Gate, your eye will open wide.
那你想想看，神要为我们预备，主要为我们预备将来那个地方，我还没看见过。
Just imagine the place God wants to prepare for us that eyes have not seen.
真的，不是等不及那个话是假的。
Truly, it's a fact.
但是要到那个地方去，一点不害怕。
But you want to go there without fear.
有多少写赞美诗的人
？There's so many people who
表达这个科目将来的美地。
They long for the place to come.
在这个世界那一个世界。
And this one and that world.
啊、哦，感谢神啊
！Praise the Lord.
那弟兄姊妹们
，But dear,
若是你仔细去看圣经
，If you read the Bible carefully,
主耶稣讲的话语
，That God wants to say.
有多少是对着我们现在讲的
？Many telling about present.
但我们把信仰当作个装饰品。
But then we feel this really.Faith as an ornament,
当作一个将来上天堂的挂号费。
As a fare ticket that bring us to heaven.
尤其是上海信徒。
And Shanghai Christians.
对不起啊，不是骂你们上海人啊。
The Shanghai Christians.
上海信徒什么礼拜都不来，圣餐礼拜一定到。
Shanghai Christians will come to any service, but Holy Communion they will come.
啊，为什么呢
？Why?
这个圣餐一定要吃的。
Because you have to have Holy Communion.
生了病还要叫你们送到他家里。
And even if you are sick, the pastor will send the Holy Communion to your home.
他们吃圣餐好像挂号一样的，天堂挂号。
For them to take the Holy Communion, just a ticket to the heaven.
这个一次圣餐呢，就飞到天堂。
After Holy Communion, you'll go to heaven.
弟兄姊妹们，若是信仰是这样的话，这个信仰不值钱了。
Dear brothers and sisters, if faith is such, this faith has no value.
为什么今天我们像这个堕落、走向下坡的这个社会世界，我们基督教的人，我们基督徒没有信息给他们
？Why is that to this world that's corrupting? We have no message for this time.
我们同他们有什么两样？
We are not different from them.
他们想钱，我们一样想钱。
Like money, we also seek for money.
他们怎么样抓，怎么抓，我们也一样的怎么抓。
The way that they try to make money.
有的时候我们抓的还要厉害啊。
Sometimes even more fiercely.
在香港有一个教会的人。
And in Hong Kong, there's a church.
哦，你到他礼拜堂去说，哈利路亚，赞美主，我热心的不得了。
And that man, he's so fervent.
喊起来的时候，连你的头发都会站起来的。
When he shouted Hallelujah, some of your hair will stand.
一喊得响，耶稣灵。
The more that you shout, the more spiritual you are.
但是相当的信，这个做生意的人对我讲。
But the businessman Hong told me.
他说这样的人，这样教会出来的人，我们不敢动他们做生意啊。
These are people that come from church. We dare not deal with them with any business.
你懂这个意思吧
？You understand or not?
他们做生意的那个刻苦人的方法，比任何人的厉害啊。
Because the kindness they have in dealing with their business is even more severe than.
犹太人已经厉害了。
Jews are very fierce.
他是个中国犹太人更厉害。
But they are Chinese Jews.
哎呀，人都害怕。
People are scared of them.
我们怎么样去向世界讲道啊
？How can they push the world?、啊、
世界上的人对这个事情的看法的 outlook.
If the people of the world have this
我们同他们一样。
We are the same as they
他们的 value system.
Their value system.
我们比他们还要 worse.
We are worse than them.
弟兄姊妹们，错误了。
It's wrong, brother.
信仰是我们生活的原则。
Faith is our principles of life.
好像亚伯拉罕在这里一样。
Like Abraham here.
他这是个信仰。
This faith.
他相信神要给他这个赐个叫地赐给他的后裔。
He believes that God will give him this.
就为着这个信仰。
And because of this belief.
为儿子讨媳妇的时候。
Because you, at the time when
我这个事情不做，这个事情我不做。
This thing I wouldn't do.
那个事情我不做。
That thing is a no.
为什么严格
？Why?
因为我的信仰。
Because of my faith.
纵然我的儿子讨不到媳妇。
Even though there's no wife for my son,
我没有后代
I know this thing
我也不做
I would not do
因为这是我的信仰
Because this is my faith
你不要看这几个字简单、啊、
Do not think that this statement is simple
这几个字是我们信徒的特色
These words are the uniqueness of we as Christians
为什么有的时候我们基督徒这样是不做那样是不做
Why is a Christian done that we wouldn't do this or that
啊，你们这些都是、conservative 你们太保守了
You are too conservative
No 弟兄姊妹们真理没有老没有旧的
for truth,
新的
for truth, there's not old or new.
我不大喜欢用这个字啊
I wouldn't like to use this word,
真理是永不改变的
because the truth will never change.
它是永远新的
ever new.
是的这从前这么样现在也是这么样
in the past is like that in the, today is the same
不然的话我们的那个、situation ethics 有什么两样呢
if not what's the difference with situation ethics
是不是哦，我们的信仰不是一样的。
Our faith is not so.
今天是如此
，Today is not so.
明天也是如此
，Tomorrow is the same.
不过我们面对的问题不同就是了。
But only the problem we face are different.
这就是为什么在英国英文里面有一句话表达得非常好。
That's why in English the idiom they say very well.
Others may, but I cannot. 人可以这么做，我不能。
Others can, but I cannot.
为什么严格
？Why?
因为我有信仰。
Because I have faith.
信仰是我生活的原则。
Faith is my principle of life.
如是要。回避这个原则我不做
If I were to go against my principle,
这个人才是一个真正信仰的人
This is the one with true faith.
甚至于说失去了利益失去了利益没有利益
Even though I would lose my benefits
牺牲
and to sacrifice,
啊，就是这样我也不做
Even such I would not do
就是好像亚伯拉罕这样的
Like Abraham
我儿子不讨太太我也不做
Even though my son don't have wife I would not do that
了得起了不起啊
Isn't that great
了得起了不起
Isn't that great
啊，你们大家不讲我也不讲了你是真是了不起啊你如是这样一看摆在现里一看有这么一个人在我们中间
If such a man is in our midst
我请问你怎么样
I want to ask you what will you do
我们一定要像他这个样子
We'll salute
对不对哈了不起啊
So great
实际上我们每一个人都应该这个样子的
Actually everybody should be like him
好那么现在我们看看这样的人在主面前守住这样的信仰他的结果怎么样呢
These are people before the Lord that keeps our faith What's our consequence he has
有的时候我们为着信仰这件事不做我损失了几十万
Sometimes because of faith's sake, we wouldn't want to do this thing, we lose many money.
为着这个信仰的缘故，我这个男孩子不嫁。
And also because of faith, I wouldn't marry this man.
哇，天哪，我到35岁还没出嫁。
35, I'm still not married yet.
那不是损失很大了吗？
Then it's such a great thing.
啊，弟兄姊妹们，除非神要叫你经过一个特别的难处。
Unless God wants to lead you through the sufferings.
在你的生命中有个特别的旨意。
That in your life there's a special guidance.
我相信，当一个人守住信仰的时候
，I believe if a man keep his faith,
神常常要加倍的赐福给我们。
God will add blessing to him all the more.
那我们现在看看这个结果怎么样的啊
？We see the consequence.
这个太太怎么讨的啊？好不好？要不要看？
Went.
这个是最紧张的一刻了，最好的一刻。
It's the most exciting part.
哎，你们在听啊。
Just listen.
好，现在第四节告诉我们，那一个老仆人很聪明，他在仆人的骆驼里面拿的是匹骆驼。
Verse 7 tells that this servant is very clever. He gets the 10 camels.
哈，也带了一些主人的财物。
And also some properties from the master.
那么就开始往这个拿回城去了。
He starts to go to see them now.
为什么他这么做呢
？Why is that he did?
口说无凭啊。
Because to talk has no basis.
所以先各样拿一点去给他看看。
He will bring something to show her.
我们上海人说吊吊他the胃口。
The Sahani will say that just to fulfill his desire.
就告诉你说，然后我的主人是这样的。
Just that my master is such.
这个老仆人真是聪明啊。
It's a very intelligent servant.
你知道为什么缘故呢
？Why?
因为他老了嘛。
Because he's old.
谢谢你们啊，谢谢你们。OK， 到了哪？ 那里正好是晚上的时候了。
So when we reached it was sunset.
到了晚上的时候，你们晓得那个地方的人的规矩，那个女孩子都出来打水的。
And at the custom is that the lady was come and draw water.
这个是机会最好的时候了。
That's the best chance.
这个老人家就把那个炉柱带到那里。
The old man will bring the camels there.
他就开始祷告了。
And he prayed to God.
我相信每一个人都祷告的。
Everybody will pray.
我也相信你心目中一个祷告的。
I know your heart will pray.
我知道你有一个需要。
There's a need.
不过你不讲就是了。
But you didn't say it.
但你逃不过这个老人的眼睛。
But it cannot run away.
我知道你心里有个祷告的。
I know there's prayer.
那么这个老人也在祷告了。
The old man prayed.
你听他怎么祷告啊？正好。
How did he pray?
看正好正会祷告。他说：“亚伯拉罕的神呐、啊。
”He said, "Lord of Abraham."
求你向我的主人亚伯拉罕施恩。
That bless my master today.
是我今日一件好机会。
That give me success today.
他懂得。
He knows.
他懂得这个秘诀。
He knows the secret.
本事是他的。
That he has ability.
工作是他做的。
The work is his.
但机会是上帝赐。
But the chance is given by God.
真的，在念经济学的人有一个问题没法子解决的。
The economist has one problem they cannot solve.
同样的资金。
The same capital.
同样的本事。
The same capability.
但是两个不同的结果。
But with two results.
一个发财，一个不发财。
One will be successful, the other will not.
没法子讲解的。
You just cannot explain.
哦，我告诉你，本事是你的。
但
机会是耶和华赐的。
But chance is given by Jehovah.
这个仆人非常晓得这件事。
So this old servant.
所以他不求别的。
He didn't ask anything.
他求好机会。
He said, "Give me a good chance."
他说：“好，我现今站在井旁。
He said, "Now I'm standing at the side of well."
城里饥民的女子正出来打水。
And also the lady is coming out to draw water.
我向哪一个女子说
？Whichever girl that I say.
请你拿下水瓶来给我水喝。
Let down your jar that I may drink.
他如说请喝。
She said, "Drink."
那我也借我的，我也借你的骆驼喝。
And our water the camels do.
你哪里子就做你说一定给你仆人以撒的妻呀、啊、
？Let her be the one you have chosen for your servant Isaac.
他祷告，祷告为他的小主人的太太祷做了一个祷告。
He prayed for the wife of the Isaac.
在这个祷告里面有一个 image， 有一个他小主人太太的 image。
And also in the prayer, there's an image for the wife of Isaac.
是个什么样的人呢
？What's the image that?
如果我对他说，你拿下水瓶来给我水喝，那个人说请喝，我也给你的骆驼喝，那样的女子呢，那么就是做我的这个小主人的太太了。
If I were to tell her, "Let down your jar that I may drink," and she drink, "I water your camels too," let her be the wife of Isaac.
你知道这个佣人的祷告比主人还要厉害。
I tell you, the prayer of the servant is better than master.
他因为服侍他们有经验嘛。
Because he experienced serve them.
他晓得他的小主人是个什么样的人。
He knows what's a person that this the small master.
这个伊莎是一个杂说杂好的人，很老实的人。
The Isaac is a very honest man.
OK， 就是，你们晓得什么意思？他想，若是这个女孩子那个厉害的很的，那个讲句话，两个眼睛旺盛的，那不得了啊！那我个小主人要哭死了。
If this girl is too intelligent, then it will not be a good wife.
所以在他的心目中啊，这个女子呢是不歧视外人的。
So not only that this a daughter cannot be a Canaanite.
No， 不是那个不歧视。不看不起。
Not only that he will not despise others.
不但如此，而且同情人。
Also, she's the same type of others.
请你给我水喝。
Let me have water.
马上就给我水喝。
She'll give me water immediately.
你说这个女子有没有同情心啊
？Does she have a sympathetic heart?
不但如此，而且她说我也给你骆驼喝，连那个牲畜都爱。
She'll even say, "I'll water your camels." She even love animals.
像这样的女孩子不会坏到哪里去的。
But this type of lady will not be too wicked.
对不对
？Isn't it right?
对不对？啊，对不对啊？很对啊，他说好，很对。
Right.
所以他说，那么就规定我这么一个女，这跟我这个主人做太太了。
So that will be the wife of Isaac.
他说这样，我便知道你向我的主人施恩了。
Then I know they bless my master.
那请你们不要忘记四五节最有意思。
Don't forget verse 15 is very interesting.
我看到这里也是拍手而欢呢，他跳起来。
When I read there, he clapped and jumped.
他说话还没有说完。
Before he had finished praying.
他祷告还没祷告完。
Before he finished praying.
为什么还没祷告完
？Why is that before finishing praying?
为什么？老人话多。
Because for old men they are very they talk a lot.
哈，在上帝面前啰啰嗦嗦，啰啰嗦嗦，上帝说不要啰嗦了。
They talk a lot before the Lord.
是啊，我们老人呢，跟年轻人最大的分别就在这里。
There's a difference of old men and young men.
尤其是在美国的老人啊，老人啊，对不起，我讲你们。
Especially American old men.
常常这个媳妇儿子、女婿女儿搞不好。
Even the son, the daughter-in-law, and the mother-in-law would not have good relationship.
实际上是没有什么事嘛。
Actually, there's nothing wrong.
就是怪我们这个老人嘴多。
But sometimes we as old people are so grumpy.
老人话真多。
And we nag a lot.
所以你看我话不都是我不老。
So when you see, I do not talk a lot because I'm not too old.
但是有的时候呢，你祷告啊，哎呀，好像祷告来祷告去，上帝不听。
But sometimes when you pray and pray, as if God is not listening to you.
我常常讲，上帝不像我一样。
I say that God is not like me.
我讲话很快。
I talk very fast.
我脾气很快。
And also my temper is fast.
人家做三天的事，我一天把它做光。
Some people do the thing with 3 days, I'll do with 1 day.
我常常讲，上帝不像我一样。
I know that God is not like me.
慢腾腾的。
He's very slow.
就好像这个，好像这个，你们这个，潮州人的那个快快咩咩。
It's like a Jojo when they say fast, they get mad mad.
哎呀，我有一次在潮州人那里讲道，我说快快的，那个翻译的说咩咩，我气死了。
There was one in the Jojo, I was preaching faster, they said mad mad.
我们要跟你说，两个人争了很久，原来这个潮州话的快快就是咩咩。
Actually, in Jojo, when fast means mad mad.
上帝总是好像潮州人跟妹妹一样的。
So God is like a Jojo, he goes slowly.
他到最后的时候才做事。
Only at last moment he act.
你看他应许亚伯拉罕生儿子75岁去，到100岁给他，我是等不及。
He had promised Abraham from 75 years and now 100 years old, then he get a son.
上帝就是这么慢。
God is so slow.
但是奇怪，有的是上帝快的不。
But strange enough, sometimes God will take it fast.
Balance 的。
So it is bad balance.
这个老人家在上帝边啰啰嗦嗦，上帝不要。
So when this old man is grumbling, God said, no need, before he had finished praying.
Okay, 下面有两个字。
Two words.
这两个字英文没有的。
Not in English.
这个中文真挺好了。
Only Chinese better.
什么事？
What is that?
都是我不老。
So when you see that, I don't talk a lot because I'm not too old.
但是有的时候呢，你祷告啊，哎呀，好像祷告来祷告去，上帝不听。
But sometimes when you pray and pray, as if God's not listening to you.
我常常讲，上帝不像我一样。
I say that God is not like me.
我讲话很快。
I talk very fast.
我脾气很快。
And also my temper is
fast. 人家做三天的事，我一天把它做光。
Some people do the thing with 3 days, I'll do with
1 day. 我常常叫上帝不像我一样的。
I know that God is not like me.
他慢腾腾的。
He's very slow.
就好像这个，好像这个，你们这个，潮州人的那个快快咩咩。潮州人的快快咩咩，对不对？
When they say fast, they get mad mad.
哎呀，我有一次在潮州人那里讲道，我说快快的，那个翻译的说咩咩，我气死了。
There was one in the Jojo church, I was preaching faster. He said, mad mad.
我们俩的说，两个人争了很久，原来这个潮州话的快快就是咩咩。
Actually, in Jojo, when fast meant mad mad.
上帝总是好像潮州人跟咩咩一样的。
So God is like a Jojo.
常常到了最后的时候才做事。
Only at last moment, you act.
你看他应许亚伯拉罕生儿子75岁起，到100岁给他，我是等不及。
He promised Abraham from 75 years and now 100 years old, then you get a son.
上帝就是这么慢。
God is so slow.
但是奇怪，有的是上帝快的不？
Strange,
所以他很 balanced 的。
So it's very balanced.
这个老人家在上帝边啰啰嗦，上帝要不要了。
So when this old man is
grumbling, 祷告还没有完呢。
Before he had finished praying.
Okay, 下面有两个字。
Two words.
那这两个字英文没有的。
English.
这个中文圣经好了。什么事？
What is that?
不料。
Without expectation.
这是他加进去的。这两个字太好了。
It's so beautiful with these two words.
什么意思？不料什么意思？
Without expectation, what's the meaning?
想不到的。
You have never thought of it.
你若是这样的为上帝摆上。
If that's the way you place before the Lord.
我可以告诉你，上帝是最公平的。
I tell you, God is the most just God.
真的，他你摆上多少，他给你更多。
How much you are given, God will add to you more.
神说你为着信仰怎么守住？
God said through because of faith. How
你说不？
You say no.
你说不？
If you say no.
为着信仰的关系。
Because of faith.
好，我给你的恩典。
I'll give you two.
什么恩典呢？
What's the blessing?
你想都没有想到的。
That is not that you have never imagined.
Okay, 看看怎么没想到的啊，好不好？要不要看？啊 ，OK， 你看看怎么样没想到的
？What is that？
那他本来祷告说，若是拿一个女子给我向他要水，他说请喝的话呢，那么就是这个女子了。
Because he was saying that if that lady said please drink.
先来我们看看这个女子怎么说的啊
？What did the girl say？
好，先来看第17节，仆人跑上前去拧着他，求你呀、啊，说求你将瓶里的水给我喝一点。
And the servant hurried to meet her and said, "Please give me a little water from the jar."
好，我们看看这女子怎么说的呀、啊、
？What did she say?
女子说什么说
？The lady said,
请喝。No. 什么
？Drink.
我主请喝。
Drink, my lord.
就急忙的拿下水瓶来，托着手上接她喝。
And quickly lowered the jar to her hand, to her hands, and gave him to drink.
我主请喝。
My lord, drink.
什么意思
？What's the meaning?
不是说他是主人。
Not that he's a master.
这是那个时候的规矩。
That's the custom of the time.
见了这个人的时候，就说他说我主，就尊重人家的意思。
After meeting him, you respect him and say my lord.
你看看，他要的是说，我若向那个女子说，请你跟我水喝，他说好，请喝。但现在这个女子怎么说？我主。
What he was expecting, just a lady was said drink, but she said my lord.
那么这个女子什么样的女子？
What's a girl he, she is?
啊，什么样的女子？对，有家教。
The one we got the family education.
你们这些没有礼貌的，就是没有家教。
If you don't have a good manners, you don't good family bring up.
礼貌完全是家庭里教来的。
Because manner come from family bring up.
这就是为什么男孩子会套太太看有牧人、有牧娘、丈母娘。
When the man you want to get a wife, look at your future mother-in-law.
若是这个 mother-in-law 好啊，会教导啊，这个女孩子不会错到哪里去。
If the mother-in-law is good and educated, then the girl may be quite good.
你们男孩子还没有女朋友的，你们要跟我 tip 啊，我今天给你们一个很好的一个方法。
I give you a good idea for those bachelors.
这个女孩子是说好教育。
This lady has a good education.
我主请喝。
My lord, drink.
不但这样，而且她怎么样呢？
Not only so, what
她不说好，那拿去喝呢？
Just push it.
不是这样的。
No.
她不但如此，她马上立刻，她就拿下来，马上就拿下来，而且把托住了，把这个瓶托住了，说请喝。
Quickly, lower the jar to the hands and say, please drink.
你看，用英文一个字来代表，什么字？
What's the word?
Sweet. So sweet, 是不是呢？你看多 sweet 啊，他手托着。如果我是那个老人家，不要喝，喝一半我心里就高兴得很了。
If I am that old woman, even half drunk, I'll be feeling so sweet.
这个女孩子真 sweet 啊。
Very sweet girl she is.
好，我们再看下去。
Following.
好，这女子接他喝了，就说我再为你的骆驼打水。
After she said, I will water your camel.
叫你的骆驼也喝住。
So that they can have drink.
而时间他就摇摇摆摆慢慢腾腾去打水。不是，他急忙把瓶里的水倒满了草，又跑到井边去打水，为所有的骆驼就打上水来。
No, she quickly emptied her jar into the trough and ran back to the well and drew more water.
他是个什么样的人？
他
是个热心怪肠的人。
He's the one who is very enthusiastic.
做善事非常热心啊。
Very good in good deeds.
有一个好的 heart.
With a good heart.
说这样一来啊，这个仆人呢，笑得了一句话都不讲啊。
And so this old man laughed until she got out of the word.
他就看神怎么带领他。
And he was looking how that God would guide.
这么样一来，就马上什么呢？给他金镯子啊，把他金环给他，把手镯金镯子给他。
And give her a gold nose ring and a bracelet.
就问他说你是哪一家的女儿啊
said, which family belongs to?
你们家里有没有地方可以跟我们住啊
Is there any place for us to put a night?
OK 这个女子就说我是米甲和纳沃子贝托利的女儿这一说她心里怎么样感谢主这是我主人的是什么亲切
She said that I'm the daughter of the son of Michael Bethuel and that is a relative of Abraham
若是找一个外人的话
If he is, she is an outsider.
要叫我的小主人们叫什么？主人的爸爸们叫什么？人家说我亚伯拉罕听都没听见过。
Then he had to introduce even the master.
这个难处很大。现在碰到了他的亲属，你看这个好不好
？But it's such a good chance that he has met the relative of the master.
你们好像一点都不受感动一样的。不但这样，这个女子怎么说？这个女子马上对他说：“哎，我家里啊，粮草足，住宿的有住宿的地方。他不是那么小个家哦，让我回家去问问看啊。
哦” She said that we have all the places for you. She didn't say, "Let me go and ask first."
若是这样的话，你晓得十个九都不行的了。
Because
I do. 但他不但是热心啊，他慷慨。
Not only she's enthusiastic, she's
非常慷慨。
Very generous.
但我们都知道哦。
We know.
小气哎。你不怪我啊，姊妹们不要骂我啊！妈妈总比爸爸小气些。
Well, sometimes the father will be more narrow-hearted with compared to the mother.
我不晓得你怎么样。
I wouldn't know you.
我在家里要东西，我从来不向妈妈要的。
In the house, when I want anything, I will not ask my mom.
要谁样谁一样都要不到。
Nothing will get from her.
向妈妈要，向爸爸要一样给你两样。
If you ask my father, if you ask for one, I can get two.
这个女人是比男人这个虎豹要紧得多了。
Because for ladies, their purse is a bit tighter
对不对
than men.
对不对？你们这些结婚的人，对不对？啊，每一个礼拜你得太太给你$30的零用，到了礼拜六晚上还要算账。
The wife will give you $30 of pocket money to pay the
account with you. 啊，你不要怪，他们管钱嘛。
Because they are the one who hold the finance.
这个女人这个心总是小一点的喽。
Well, for ladies, they are a bit narrow-hearted.
对不起，不是骂你们呐、啊。但是你看看这个女子好不好
But this girl, do you think she's good?
她说不但是粮草充足，而且有地方住。
No, it's true. And further, there's a place for her to stay.
好不好？好不好？
Isn't she good? 哎，
好不好？
Isn't she good?
这个不料，这个恩典，好不好？
Unexpected.
还有一样。
One more thing.
哎，你们猜猜是什么？
Just guess.
要不要我告诉你？还有一样。
One more thing.
要不要？ OK, 请你们看第16节。
Verse 16.
哎。那女子容貌怎么样？啊？啊？我们平常啊，只看见有了貌，就常常没有什么。才都不行，我们大家都 PhD。有了貌就没有德。
You must have this the beauty and also good virtue。
但这个人不但是有德，而且有貌。
So she has good virtue and since that she's very beautiful。
好不好啊？
Isn't that sweet?
哎，好不好？哎呀，我可惜只有一个儿子。
It's beautiful that only.
若是我还有一个儿子的话，我一定求上帝赐那么一个女孩子给他。
If I
太好了。
God for this type of girl.
所以不料这两个字啊，我实在是心里非常快乐啊。
So unexpectedly, maybe so joyful.
若是你肯为主摆上。
If you are prepared to offer to God.
你为着信仰守住了。
For the sake of faith that you keep it.
这是我的原则。
This is my principle, you say.
这是我的信仰。
This is my faith.
人家可以怎么做，我不做。
Others can do, but I can't.
在当时的时候可能有点牺牲。
At that time, probably there's a sacrifice.
但是在结果的时候，常常有这个不料的恩典。
But the result is that it's unexpected.
我是生长在一个非基督徒家里面的。
I was born in a non-Christian family.
我得救的那一年是我高中最后的一年。
The day when I was saved was a year when I finished my senior high.
当我在我读书的时候，我是最不爱读书的一个人。
But I did not like to study.
没有得救以前，我最不爱读书。
Before I was saved, I did not like to study.
我那个时候我有一首诗，一般英文，一般中文。
There was a poem that I have.
表示我当时的人生观。
That was my concept of life.
人生不是 to play, 何必天天 study? 只要功课能 pass, 分兵到手就 happy. 那这是我的人生观。
That is my life view.
我真是不想读书啊。
I did not like to study.
我若是要告诉你那些事情的话，是我连今天晚上都不能睡觉的。
If I were to tell you all those stories, I just can't sleep.
但当我悔改得救以后
，But after I was saved,
神实在是改变我。
God changed me.
这样，我全班有24个同学就这么样的到了主里面来。
So 24 classmates all turned to Christ.
我们有五个奉献做传道。
Five of us become preachers.
在我没有奉献传道以前
，Before I dedicate myself as a preacher,
我的父母是先是逼迫我，因为他们只有我这个儿子，他们不要我信耶稣。
My parents oppress me because they are non-Christian. They don't want me to be a preacher.
有一天呢，我的父亲，我吃饭祷告的时候，我的父亲打我的耳光。
One day when I was taking my meal and I say grace to the Lord, my father slapped me.
你做什么？
What are you doing?
我说我谢谢天父啊。
I said I'm thanking to Heavenly
Father. 他就打我一个耳光。
He slapped me on the face.
我给你饭吃，你不谢谢我，你谢谢天父。
I give you the rice, you never thank me, you thank your Heavenly Father.
哎呀，我那天就哭起来了。
I cried.
我从我记得，我的父亲从来不敢打我的。
My father has never slapped me before.
我因为我是他家里的唯一儿子，我死了，他们都没得人传代。
I was the only son. If I were to die, there would be no more descendants.
所以我对他讲，我说我现在谢饭是应该的。
I say it's right for me to give thanks to God today.
纵然你有1000块钱
，Even though you have $1,000,
神不下雨不出太阳
，God doesn't give rain and sunshine.
你不能买一粒米给我吃
，There's no one grain of rice you can buy.
不但我该谢，你也该谢
，I have to thank you and thank Father.
你也一个谢
，You also have to thank the Heavenly Father.
但你今天打我呢
？But you slap me today.
不是因为我是个坏孩子
，Not because I'm not a good son.
我是个坏孩子的，你不敢打我。
Because I'm a good, a bad son, you will not slap me.
但我现在信了主，你现在打了我。
But now I believe in Christ that you slap me.
我就没有吃饭，我就走了。
I didn't take the food and I ran away.
从那个时候起
，From then on,
有两个礼拜，我的父亲就不敢见我的面。
There were 2 weeks my father did not.
从前是儿子怕父亲，现在父亲怕儿子。
In the past it was a son who is scared of the father, now it's a father who.
有两个礼拜不跟我讲话。
2 weeks he didn't speak to me.
有一个礼拜天早晨，我正好穿了衣服要上礼拜堂去。
One Sunday morning after I was dressed, I want to go to the church.
他跑来拍拍我的肩膀说：“哎，你们教会的人喜欢这些老头子啊？”
He tapped the shoulder and asked me, "The your church, do they like old men or not?"
这样我就把他带到教会。
I took him to the church.
他就信了主。
And he believed in God.
两三个月信了主。
Two or three months he believed in God.
这个礼拜天信主。
And this week he believed in God.
下个礼拜天就离开世界，到了主那里去了。
And the next week he passed away.
但是在他没有离开世界以前
But before he passed away,
他常告诉我说不是主律师就是主老教师不是主教师就是主医师
And he will tell me that either you be a lawyer or a teacher or a doctor
啊，你随便做哪样
You can be anything
这最好的
That is the best
他盼望我做医生
He wanted me to be a doctor, physician.
啊，但我要把自己奉献给神，做牧师。
I wanted to dedicate myself to be a pastor.
我的爸爸不晓得牧师是个什么事。
My father wouldn't know what to mean by a pastor.
他听我这么一讲啊。
When he heard me.
他说，哦，也好吧，也好，本来是律师、教师、医师，写那个牧师也好也好。
As long as the sin is good.
好，但是等到他死了以后。
But after he has died.
我要去读神学了。
When I go to the seminary.
哇，我的妈妈就反对了。
My mother opposed.
把我从家里赶出来有十三年的时间。
Chased me out from the house for 30 years.
有十三年的时间。
30 years.
他因为我要做传道人。
Because I want to be a preacher.
很不容易的啊。
Not easy.
哎呀，我进神学的很困苦的。
It was hard for me to go.
今天没有机会给你们讲，妈妈再给你们讲。
I'll tell you slowly the story.
非常苦，那个时候我没有奖学金。
I did not have a scholarship.
我都要自己做事。
I have to work myself.
我跟人家剃头。
I have this hair cropping.
我赚钱。
Be a barber.
我跟人家烫衣服赚钱。
I will iron the clothing for people.
我跟人家抄稿子赚钱。
I'll copy for people.
不单我养自己，我养活另外一个同学。
Not only that I can. I have livelihood for myself. I also sustain another person.
我经过很多的苦难。
I've gone through many suffering.
在人看起来，哎呀，很多的亲戚朋友都觉得我这个人可惜了。
To men, to relative, this a laughing stock to them.
不去读医生，去读传道。
You don't want to be a doctor. You want to be a preacher.
那神知道这件事。
But God knows.
我说，我对我母亲讲。
I told my mother.
我是爱你。
I love you.
但我不能爱你胜过爱上帝。
But I cannot love you more than.
他已经呼召我。
He has called me.
我也已经奉献。
I've dedicated myself.
我必须要做这件事情。
I have to do this thing.
我不能不做。
I have to do.
你要把我赶出去也没有办法。
There's no way even you want to trace me.
他把我赶出来的什么东西都不给我。
She traced me without giving me.
就穿一身衣服。
Just a set of clothes.
我拿一个书包的提包。
I took a
里头一本圣经。
A Bible.
什么都没有。
Nothing.
我没地方去。
There's no place to stay.
我这到教会里来。
I went to the church.
我跪在那里祷告，我不知道祷告多少时间。
I knew that and prayed for hours.
我一直唱佛耶苦耶，我必跟随这首诗歌。
And I sang that whether it's sorrow was happiness, I'll follow my Lord.
当我到神学读书的时候，我人长大了，长高了。
When I went to the seminary, I grew up steady.
我这个衣服同我晒袍子晒不过，这个衣服越来越短，越来越短。
And my clothing became so short.
到冬天没有衣服穿，冷得不得了。
And winter, there's no clothing for me.
我经过很多的苦难。
I've gone through so many sufferings.
我可以告诉各位。
I can tell you one thing.
奉献这条路，有的时候神要试验我们。
To dedicate yourself, sometimes God will test.
看我们是不是真的奉献。
To try you whether you truly dedicate yourself.
你经过这些苦难。
After you've gone through all the.
你仍然站立得住。
You still can stand firm.
都知道你实在是真心的。
He will truly know that you truly believe.
但我可以告诉你一件事。
But one thing I can tell.
谢谢神呢。
Thank the Lord.
当你肯摆上的时候。
When you're willing to offer.
神常常赐给你加倍的。
God will give you double.
虽然我没有主医生。
I am not a doctor.
神让我的小孩中有两个主医生的。
But out of my children, there are two who are.
我从来没有想到这件事情。
I had never thought of this thing.
我以为到野人山去传道的，我会死在那里的。
I was just thinking that I'll die there when I'm preaching.
啊，我没有想到我能结婚。
Unexpectedly, I.
我能周游世界各处传道。
I can go to all places to preach.
我有一个好的家庭。
I have a good family.
这几个孩子都是信主的。
And these children are.
我没有想到这件事情。
I've never thought of that.
所以弟兄姊妹们。
So, dear brothers and sisters,
你们是中国的基督徒啊！
You are the Chinese Christians.
信仰不单是个装饰品。
Faith is not just an ornament.
信仰不单是你心灵上的威胁。
It is not just only a something that.
信仰不单是个永生的盼望。
Not an eternal hope. It is.
信仰是我们基督徒生活的原则。
Faith is the principles of life.
在生活上，我们要守住的。
In the life, what that you have to guard.
求上帝帮助我们。
Pray that God will help us.
让我们都能像什么？都能像约瑟那个样子的。
About
Joseph， 像约瑟那个样子。
Like Joseph，
像摩西那个样子。
Like Moses，
虽然有那个最终之路，他都不愿意享受。
Even though the joy, the happiness in sin, he will not be tempted。
像什么人
？Like who？
像但以理那个样子。
Like Daniel，
任何吃扒水吃素菜。
Even he would take plain food and drink just plain water.
那些拜个偶像的东西不吃。
Those things that have been offered to idols, he would not take.
像他三个朋友一样的。
Like his three friends.
就是宁可牺牲，不拜偶像。
Even were to die, they would not worship idols.
弟兄姊妹们啊。
Dear brothers and sisters.
让我们在中国信徒中间。
Let us, as Chinese Christians.
兴起这些但以理。
That we have this Daniel.
摩西。
And also.
约瑟像这样的人。
People like this.
我们中国的教会才有希望。
Then only there's a hope for Chinese children.
我们低头祷告。
Shall we pray?